Anyway, welcome in everybody to the iPhone User Scoop. Today is the 28th of May already, 2025. All right, I want to just open it up by mentioning just a little tidbit that I ran across. I'm not sure when, but Amazon, anybody that uses it on the phone, I don't use it on the computer. I find it very cumbersome on the computer because I'm not that great a computer user. But on the phone, on the app, if you buy a specific item, they're starting to add descriptions on the product. So if you flick through, you can hear description and double tap on that, and you can actually hear a description of the item you're about to buy. I had gotten an email, and it was, I forget what the product was, but it was talking about reviews and the pros and cons of the item. It was quite detailed. So I thought, well, that is really good if they really implement something like that. I'd like to see a lot of the other shopping apps do the same thing. So, so that's pretty much what I have. There's a lot of things going on as far as updates. I have not updated yet, but I know Parker has, so he can share anything that he's noticed with you. So right now I'm going to open it up on the floor for anybody to have any comments or ask any questions, and it can go wherever you want it to go.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I have updated to 14.5, and I have not had any issues with it at all.
So, the description that you were just talking about, that's once you click on the item you're looking at and you just keep tabbing through, you'll get to that description?
Yeah, it's almost like, well, whenever I would buy something on Amazon, I would go down and look for the product description. But now they've got a little audio file, and it's audio only. It's a little audio file that plays, and it's these, and they sound like people, but they're actually AI voices that are reading the product info and going through and talking to each other. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that AI is impressive. It's a little scary at the same time. You wonder who do I believe?
Well, I've noticed some sites on the computer that say AI description, and anyway, I've never got it. So, of course, that's on the computer, and that's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, I'm not big on the computer, but yeah, it is a little scary. So you don't know if that's a real person or if it's an AI, because they do sound like real people.
The sad part is they sound more like a real person than some real people.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
I have used on 18.5 and I don't seem to have a problem. I hope I'm not breaking up. I see the maps function, though, is really improved. I really like that.
Tech chat.
I would encourage you, if you haven't updated, I would encourage you to update, because there is a vulnerability. You know how iPhone, how you can pass information, you can download the new information by holding your phone near another iPhone, and there have been hackers that are misusing that, and I would rather imagine that last update probably has some protection in there for that.
You know, I did read about that, and that's a good point, Parker. I think I'm going to update, even if I have to do it manually, because generally at night when I go to sleep, I set my book on a sleep timer, and I read, and that kind of helps me to sleep. But You have to have your phone plugged in and locked before it'll actually update. Because in the morning, it'll say, I tried to update. You weren't available. Okay. Okay. Welcome in, Hank.
Well, now that's interesting because I have automatic updates turned on. It didn't even give me the notification. It just did it in the night, and I woke up in the morning, and it was there. Wild.
Hello, everybody. Well, yeah, but Cheryl's saying that her phone is busy during the night when it's plugged in. Her book is going, so that's why I won't do it. What was I going to say? Something about the update. Yeah, you do. I always do mine manually. I have my apps and my software updates off, but that's just me. I like to know what and when it's being updated, and it takes about 10 minutes or so, depending on your phone and your connection. But mine only takes like 10 minutes to do a full update.
I'm with you, Hank. I've got mine. I do mine manually because I like to know when it's been done.
Well, I guess I'll take a page out of your book and do the same thing.
Well, that's what I like to do, but I figured I'd give it a try. It was interesting that I found on the Maps program that it actually tells you the speed that you're traveling now. It's changed. It's really nice. I can see how fast we're going. It's really cool.
I've had an app called Ariadne for a long, long time. And it tells you the speed and the altitude and the, you know, it's got a where am I button. It's a really, and I still use it to this day. It still works. But, and it tells you the speed. So it's like, slow down.
And what's that app called, Cheryl?
Ariadne, Ariadme, I believe.
I've got that one also, Cheryl. It is a good app.
I didn't know that phone was still around. I think it was on my iPhone 4. And at some point it disappeared, but I thought that they discontinued it.
So what are the last four letters that you just said right before the M-E? So it's D...
A-D-M-E?
Okay, because it sounds like it's area D-me, right? Like the spelling, A-R-E-A-D-M-E.
Yeah.
Weird name.
Yeah, I thought so too, but it's a very good app. It's quick. So once you launch it, it doesn't take it, once it finds its satellite, I guess is what it's looking for. And you look for the Where Am I button, and it's just quick. I like that.
Please do that again. The letters A-R-E.
A-R-E-A-D-M-E. Let me go make sure, don't hold, not written in stone yet, hold on.
Next time it's my turn, I do have a question.
While we're waiting, I'll put in a plug. Don't forget, tonight is Center Stage, and don't forget the NVDA presentation tomorrow night at 8.
Looking forward to that. It's A-R-I-D. N-E, Ariadne, okay.
Ariadne, I don't know, depends how you want to pronounce it. Will that be recorded? I'm not sure if I'll be around tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'd like to be.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be recorded.
I would guess so, but I can't speak for that for sure, because Terry does that.
Did you get the spelling of that, Susie?
Well, this is what I got this time. A-I-R-I-D-M-E. Is that right?
N as in Nancy, but that sounded right to me.
Yeah, hold on a second. How come you can never get back to where you were? A-R-I-A. D N E.
I'll just send it to Vanna thingy sometime. I get the wrong letters down every time.
That is too weird. I mean, it doesn't make sense at all.
It must stand for something that, or probably named after the person that developed it.
Is it after that GPS? And there's a you have to pay for it.
No, it's free. I don't know if it's still available on the App Store or not, but it still works.
Okay, because the one I'm finding on the App Store, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I just glanced fine. It just says, where am I? Start, and it's got a monitoring button. So if you press that, it'll just stay on. You don't even have to be in the app, and it'll let you know that, you know, what's, if you turn on a different street, it'll tell you what street you're turning on. It's a really cool app, but I don't believe I paid for it, so they may have added that on.
So it's A-R-I, right?
Yeah, it's A-R-I-A-D, N, like November, E.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you.
All right, Dennis, you had a question?
I do. I hope I'm not breaking up here. If you have used the Mrs. A phone app, A, how, I know Mark told me it worked pretty good, but B, can you access your music? Because I have Amazon Unlimited, and I was curious if that's been upgraded at all, or do I have to use the Amazon music app? Because I'd really like to be able to take it mobile with me. I don't know if anybody has an answer, but that was my question.
I have the mobile app, and I used to use it at work because I would listen to, you know, turn my phone down a little low and have it in the background and play music, just tell it to play a specific genre, and it would play on my phone. Now, I have both the Amazon music as well, but I could do it from either app.
And sorry, I don't remember how to do it, but I believe a couple operating systems ago, they introduced that you could change the default. So you could make Amazon Music your default music source. And then you can even ask hopefully I don't trigger anybody's phone, Siri, to play, you know, music, and it'll default to Amazon Music. Or you could tell it to play an album, it'll play through Amazon Music.
Ooh, I'm going to have to look at that. That sounds kind of cool. That was one of the deals, because I'm thinking about getting a new Mrs. A device, but none of the cheaper ones have headphone jacks. I got to get an Echo or something like that. So if I can hook it up to my phone, that'd be great. Thank you for your help, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed that, because sometimes you want to get a different fit, but the Bluetooth feature works on those really well. So at one time I had a Bose speaker hooked up to one of my A devices and it worked really well. But I didn't know you could set that preference like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, they do change them. I have Dots. I won't say the first name. Third and fourth generations have auxiliary out. I had a Bose speaker that had auxiliary in. The fifth generation Dots do not have an auxiliary out anymore, because I have one here. It's plugged into my computer speakers, because it has a separate input as well, so I could do my computer and my Dot going through my speakers. But the new ones don't, and I got some new Bose Bluetooth speakers that also do not have an auxiliary in. You have to Bluetooth.
I don't like that. I wish that they would not have dispensed with that.
Oh, I agree with you. The only one you can get a headphone jack is on the fourth Dot and the Echo. I even went looking at getting a Show 8 or 10, and they took it off there. And the thing about it is, I don't like Bluetooth. I like it because it works with my hearing aids, but Amazon Unlimited is uncompressed audio. So it's just as good as the quality of CD, and I really like to listen through wire pair headphones.
Well, I guess you can use, if you still have one that has the jack in it, then I would go do that. But yeah, it's a shame that they're dispensing with it because a lot of us like that. All right. Anybody else have any questions or any app suggestions they'd like to make or something that they noticed in an app that didn't do something before?
I have a couple things. First thing is, I had a weird thing happen to me today. I don't know whether I bumped something on my phone, but I was not, previous to this, logged into the Aira app. But all of a sudden, I heard this ringing sound, like a phone ringing, and I'm like, what is that? And I thought, well, maybe somebody was calling me on FaceTime or something. And all of a sudden, this gal said, this is Tanya from Aira. May I help you? And I said, I didn't mean to call Aira. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. But that was weird. And then the other thing is, remember in previous iPhone classes, I've been struggling with this app library thing coming up all the time. And I have, I think, figured out a way to eradicate that mostly. And that is that I make sure that I am on a lower page of my home screen of my apps so that I'm not as apt to touch the page turner thing and accidentally get myself into that app library, and it's been working a lot better.
I have noticed the tendency for the phone to flip into that app library too, and it is very annoying. So generally how I get out of it is pretty much the same way. I'll hit the home button or hit go to home, go put my finger on the dock, flick over to the page list, and it'll generally be on page 10. So I'll flick down. And, you know, well, a lot of people don't have 10 pages on their shows you how cluttered my iPhone is. But anyway, I'll flick down to get away from it. Same thing, Mark. But, yeah, that is a way around it, so... luckily, we can get around it.
Here's a thought. I don't know if it'll work because I have an older phone. But say I'm on page 3 of my home screen. Because you said you swipe up to go to home, or you know the go to home gesture. But say I open up an app on page 3 or 5, whatever. If I hit the home button, it'll take me back to page 3. And if I hit the home button again, it takes me all the way to page 1. Have you tried, instead of swipe, you know, on the page number, just swipe up to home and then swipe up to home again and see if it'll take you to page 1?
I've never tried it. Of course, I have the home button still. And if I press the home button twice, it'll, there's one of those, oh yeah, it'll go into App Switcher or something.
Yes, it does work. It will take you to the home page. So I could do that. So I might try that next time it flips into the library. Thanks, Hank.
No problem. Hopefully it helps. And when you double press the home button, it will take you to App Switcher. I meant leave some room in between, like press home, wait, I don't know, 3 seconds, then press home again, and hopefully that should take you to page 1. Yeah, if you do home, that'll open up App Switcher.
Oh, I see. Okay, so don't do it right in succession. All right, that makes sense.
And it does work, so that's kind of neat. That's another way of doing this thing. I love that because there are several ways of doing the same thing. It's good. Good to know. So Mara was talking about this morning how you have to, what were you saying? I was saying you have to flick up to go up and then flick down to decrease, like in the page number. And you were talking about, I didn't want to get into the discussion during the morning chat, so I was wanting to wait until this event to actually deep dive into it. So what were you talking about, Mar? Were you talking about flicking up to go down?
I was talking about, okay, like if you're in, let's say, the Amazon app or whatever, and you want to go by screens to get to the pages, in order to go to the next page, you flick down. Is it with two fingers or is it three? I cannot. I just do it. I can't remember. But anyway, you flick down to go to the next page. But when you're trying to go to pages on the phone itself, you have to flick up to go to the next page. And it confuses me.
Okay, so think of it like, say you've got a notebook that, you know, those notebook pads that are you have to tear off from the top. And to get to the next page, you have to flip it up. So that's why it's like that. And then to get to the previous page, you have to flick down with three fingers. So that's how I kind of picture it.
Okay, now I'm dealing with an iPhone 15 here, and I assume this would work with them all. But you can also turn pages, but if you take your phone, take three fingers and place it on the left side of your screen and then draw them across from left to right, you'll flip back a page. Think of it like turning a page backward in a book. And if you go the other way, use your other hand and put your fingers, those three fingers on the right side, and then swipe across. It's like you're going ahead, like you're turning a page in the book to the next page. And that works for the 15. I assume it would work for the rest of them.
It works exactly the same way. That's another way of doing the same gesture.
Yeah, it's been that for a long time.
Correct. Exactly. Think of it as, yeah, like an open book that, you know, we don't really use, but you could do it with a Braille book. If you read Braille books, yeah, you just swipe the page to the left if you want to go to the next page because you're flipping it, to the left and uncovering the page underneath. But I don't know if that works with all apps. Like she mentioned the Amazon app, which I don't have. But yeah, that's normally how you do pages.
Wow. I just tried it and it worked.
Now, the up and down you're describing, it could be because I have a 16 Pro Max, but with mine on each page, let's say I'm on the home page and I have, half a dozen or a dozen different apps sliding across from left to right. I touch the right side of my screen with one finger and it lands on the last app. One slight sweep over and then there's a thing, I think they call it a search. And if you swipe up with one finger, you go to page 2, 3, 4, however many pages. Going down is the other way. But I generally just go left to right swiping. That's how I get there.
I did not know you could do that. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's easier. You could do it the way sorry, I didn't look at who was talking. I don't know everybody's voices. Or you could just take three fingers and just wipe them, you know, left and right. You know, just like slap the screen, if that makes sense. Not slap it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's actually a swipe because you're using a longer gesture. So, people kind of interchange the word flick and swipe. But to me, they're two separate gestures.
Yes, swipe is more of a whole screen motion, right? And the flick is just a brief flick, like as if you were lighting a match or something.
Uh-huh. A little touch and go, a little flick. But I think if you're not using VoiceOver, you get a phone call, it says slide to unlock. So I don't know if they're actually sliding their finger to answer the phone or slide to answer.
I haven't tried it in a long time, but I think you can one finger slide left on the screen and it will answer the phone, even though you have VoiceOver. I just so used to doing a magic tap or two finger double tap that I don't know if that still works or not.
Yeah, two finger double tap. I think you can still swipe left or right to get to the proper button, but to me, that's kind of a pain.
Don't you still have to, even though you slide to, but don't you still have to double tap to answer it? Because I just do the double tap and it answers the phone.
Yeah, double tap with two fingers will immediately answer it, or you can swipe, and then when you get to the button you want, double tap to hang up, answer, or whatever.
Okay, so they probably got rid of it. Like I said, years ago, probably an older operating system, if I swiped from right to left at the bottom of the screen, it would answer the phone. Not swipe to the answer button, it would just answer the phone. But they probably stopped that, and that doesn't work anymore.
No, I never even knew about that.
Well, I feel like calling myself to find out if it works. Did you say it was just one finger?
Yeah, I vaguely remember it sliding to answer, but that was a lot of phones ago.
Yeah, one finger from right to left at the bottom of the screen. Kind of a long swipe, I believe it was. But again, I don't know if it still works because I never do it.
So how do you answer the phone when you answer? Do you use a two-finger double or do you, yeah.
Two-finger double. Sometimes I swipe left only to get to if I didn't hear who's calling. So I'll swipe just to get to the incoming and see if it's a contact name or a phone number. And if I know who's calling, I do a two-finger double tap. If I don't know who's calling, I just hit the power button and send it right to voicemail.
So that brings me to mind. So when I get a phone call and the thing is ringing or it's, I'm hearing the ringtone in my ear, I usually hit the volume up to silence it and then I flick over to see who's calling before I answer. Sometimes I have time to do that and sometimes I don't.
That works too. If you want, I believe, I need to double check this. But in the past, I believe if you hit a volume key, it mutes the ringer, but it's still ringing and the person calling is still on the screen. And if you hit the power button, it obviously it just sends it right to voicemail. So it stops ringing. You cannot pick it up anymore at that point because it went to voicemail. I'll have to double check that at some point.
Okay, I just tried it. I just called myself. And I don't really know if it worked or not. It took me to the answer button, and then I was actually able to double tap the answer button, which in some ways is kind of neat because then you know exactly where you are and you know it's going to work. But I don't know if I just happened to land on the answer button or if it actually worked.
If that works every time, that's kind of cool because then you don't have to really waste time. But at the same time, you could just do a two-finger double tap and answer it without, if you don't care to see who's calling or anything, you just want to answer it, then yeah, two-finger double tap, then you don't have to swipe and double tap.
So let me ask you more. Inquiring minds want to know. You called yourself, you answered yourself, but did you get any information?
No, none whatsoever. In fact, it started feeding back, so I hung up.
Yeah, I'll use the A device to call me sometimes, especially if I drop the phone and I was like, I cannot find it. I'll do that just so that the phone will ring and I can find it.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be funny. How do you find it if it rings in your hearing aids?
Well, then I have to turn the hearing aid off so the thing will ring because I can't find it.
And probably the vibration also helps because if it's on the couch, you could probably kind of hear and feel the vibration where it is.
I do that with my landline phone. I'll call my iPhone to find it. if it's not answering when I call her name.
The worst is trying to find your phone because you forgot to put on the charger the night before and you left it in the other room and your phone's dead and you can't call it or anything. I spent like an hour looking for my phone once.
Oh, yeah, this weekend when I left the house, it's about 7:30. My phone was fully charged. Didn't use it all day long. Nothing was turned on. That night about 7:15 was the first time I tried to use it, and it was dead as a doornail. Got home, charged it back up, but battery is not lasting.
Oh, mine isn't either. Mine is just, I have one of those little power banks, and I have to make sure that that thing is charged up if I'm going to be gone, you know, out of here for, you know, several hours, because my phone will die.
You're right, Hank. If that happens, you definitely got a problem.
Yeah, I generally, if I'm going to be away from home for any number of hours, I always make sure I take a power bank with me, too, like Mar does, because sometimes I'll need Ira, and the video does use up batteries, so I want to make sure that I have enough battery power. But if you didn't use your, Susie, if you didn't use your phone all day, I'm wondering, did you have your phone locked? It's because you can take your phone with you, make sure it's locked, and it should not expend that much battery during the day.
I don't know about locking phones, but I had one of those power banks and charged it up the night before. I'd never used it before, but I had it all charged up, and then I tried plugging that into my phone. And it wouldn't stay. It would just fall out. So, I don't know.
Did you have the lightning cord for the iPhone?
It would be my guess you were plugging it into the wrong locations. Is it because they fit, you know, they fit perfectly when you plug them in the right place?
Well, I didn't have a cord involved when I had it in my purse. That little thing looked like it plugged into where I normally put a charge cord. So did I need something between the two?
Judy gave me one, and oh, man, I love that thing. It's very small, and it fits right in my purse, and I can get if it's fully charged, I can get a full charge on it. And it fits pretty, it doesn't have a cord. It just has the little plug that just plugs right into the lightning plug of my 2020.
Well, two things. Sometimes when a lightning, I haven't had this happen with a USB-C yet, depending on if you have an older or newer phone. The lightning cables, if the port is dirty, it will not pop in. It'll feel kind of loose, and you don't really get that click when you plug it in. But if you got a lightning cable, charging cable that's plugging in fine, and you're plugging in a power bank, and that's not, I'm thinking like the one you just described, if the case is a little too thick, the butt of the lightning port that's going into your phone is a little too wide, it'll butt up against the case and it won't be able to push in all the way. So you might have to take the case off and then plug it in to charge it and then put the case back on when you're done. I'm just guessing here.
That's a good point, Hank.
They used to make, I don't know if they still do or not, they used to actually make cases that had the battery charging built right in.
Well, I thought I had it right here, and I did. Now I plugged it in, and it plugged in as snug as could be. Oh, well. Maybe I just needed an audience.
You can never duplicate the problem, I swear. I like, oh, well, it does this all the time. And when you try to tell, show somebody, no, I don't. It didn't do it that time.
Well, the thing, and two, you know, you get used to saying, call so-and-so if they're in your contacts. Well, for some reason, I can never get my numbers right. So Ashley was putting the number into her phone, and of course, when she handed it to me, it was the wrong number or whatever. So finally, I dug around in my purse long enough till I found his phone number, and he'd been waiting out in the parking lot for 30 minutes. But anyway, well, I'm glad to know this thing actually fits in there now.
You said something about call somebody. Just made me think of this. This happened to me just the other day. I need to put in a last name for a certain contact because when I tell the lady to call that person, I'm sorry, I don't see that person in your contacts. And it's like, I got a text message with this person with the name that I'm telling her to call. So I have to open up the text message or go to contacts and then double tap on her name and then double tap on call and I can call them. But if I just, you know, tell the S lady to call them, it says, I don't see that person. So I need a last name. Maybe I can, if I do first and last name, it'll work.
The other thing is if you know that they're on a mobile phone, let's say, or if they're using a landline phone, like I have a friend, you know, that just uses a mobile. But I will say, call Alice Nagel mobile, and it automatically then will call her because I have a few other Alices in there. But if I say mobile, then it calls her every time or send text to her.
Yeah, it's the yes person has had some dictation issues for calling people that are in your contact and have been in there for years, but for some reason, it's just been hit and miss lately that sometimes she just don't work.
Well, I can see right now that you don't dare touch your phone while this thing is plugged in. It has to lay flat on the counter because if I kind of tilt it or something, the thing falls out.
Well, that's interesting because I had mine plugged up to a fairly hefty charger. Because my phone was getting pretty low and I still needed to use it. So I had the charger and the phone in my pocket together. Oh, boy. But you might have one of those chargers that has the built-in cord, and those are a little tricky.
Susie, do you plug it into like a regular charging cable from the wall of your computer sometimes? And does that plug in fine if you do?
Ask me that again. That got kind of scrambled for me.
Do you sometimes charge your phone with a regular charging cable, like, you know, from the wall or your computer? Like, you know, the cable that comes with the phone, do you charge it that way sometimes? And how does that work? I mean, does it work fine?
Oh, I use that all the time. Yeah, that works fine.
Okay. Sounds like the power bank just isn't going in all the way because of the size of it. If you have a case on the phone, it's probably, again, not pushing in all the way to get that solid click connection.
I had a bad power cable or, you know, USB lightning connector, and that was giving me problems, and it would actually reset the power supply, the little wart thing. So sometimes I'd have to unplug it and plug the thing back in to get it work again. So I finally just got a new cord for it.
Well, this thing is kind of a bullet shaped, and it's got some weight to it, but so long as it's laying here on the desk, it seems to be okay. But if I was out somewhere and I had to hold it in my lap or put it in my purse, it wouldn't stay connected. And Safari has taken my case off of it. I don't think I could take my case off. However, in time, I have cut away a little bit of that case so something would fit in. So,
Well, that could be it. I don't know. Probably going in just far enough. Different connectors have different little parts on them, so that could be the issue.
I really like the case that's on my phone. It's a little silicone case that I got from Apple. And it's not big and bulky like some of these. I had an OtterBox case for my iPhone 6. And I swear it made that thing twice as big as it needed to be. And I've got small hands, so I really like the little silicone case. And the other thing that I like about it is that it makes the phone not so slippery, because if you just use the regular phone, of course it's slippery. But this thing stays in my hand really good.
Yeah, the silicone probably has a little bit of a rubbery, not exactly sticky feeling to it. And OtterBoxes, they have different ones. If it made the phone a lot bigger than it needed to be, you probably had the Defender. That probably had rubber around the outside. I call it the tire case. That thing makes your phone huge. I have the middle one. My case is pretty small. It's an OtterBox.
Yeah, that's something similar I was going to say. I have the Otter here, and it's on the same phone as you have, Mar, and it barely adds anything onto mine, but I can drop it and it bounces. So I think it just depends upon which one you got.
And this is only a suggestion, but Amazon makes a power bank that actually has a built-in solar panel that you can recharge the power bank with by laying it in the sun. And with all these storms and power outages, that's not a bad thing to have. I've got one. I've got several of my family members I've got them, bought them for. But we have a link to it. If you want to look into it, we have a link to it in the Items of Interest and Gadget Corner. But it's kind of, the only downside is it's kind of bulky.
That's a good thing to have, though.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool. How much do you know how much it costs offhand? And can you also charge it by plugging it in? Because you're not always outdoors. So, you have to go put it in the window during the day to charge it.
Hey, Allie. Bulky by how bulky, and, with the hurricanes coming, hurricane season just about to ramp up, that's probably something I'm going to look into.
Okay, no, I don't remember how much it costs, maybe $30, $40. That's just a guess, but it's in Items of Interest in Gadget Corner. You'll find a link to it. And yes, you can. It does come with a plug-in. You can plug it in a wall to charge it.
Has anybody used their phone? Has anybody hooked their phone up to the computer? And I know it used to be that you used to have to get the iTunes app in order to do that on the computer. Have they made that more accessible now?
I don't think it's necessary anymore. Used to, you'd have to back up your phone to the computer. Now they have iCloud where you can back up your phone to the iCloud. And if you get a new phone, you just put them side by side and they just transfer over.
I still connect to the computer. I do both Wi-Fi and computer. I'm redundant, I know. But in case the cloud ever crashes, I got a backup on my computer. I do still use iTunes. Does iTunes work with JAWS? Not really. It is so slow and clunky. I hate it. But it's actually very accessible and takes a little getting used to because there's a lot to iTunes. But it is very accessible and it's zippy with NVDA. So if you have both and you want to use iTunes, I would go the NVDA route. But yep, I still back my phone up.
I'm going to have to get I don't even have it on my computer, but that's something to think about, because I would like to get music that I have on my computer and put it on my phone.
Yeah, like I said, it's accessible. It's a little tricky. You got to import the music to iTunes, and then you got to add the music to a folder. I haven't done it in a long time, but yeah. But I think once you import it to iTunes, if you are paying for Apple Music, you should have access to it already, I think. Like used to be, remember the Apple Match that you could pay $25 a year, which would match all your music on your computer to your phone or import it. And then they would give you their copy of the song that you had. It usually was a better copy.
Well, I did have Apple Music, but then my debit card changed and I didn't change it. I went to PayPal or something. So anyway, I never renewed it.
Yeah, I don't pay for Apple Music. I've got so many music services. I've got Pandora, I've got Spotify, I've got Amazon Music, and I did have YouTube Music, and I finally got rid of that one. I'm like, I don't need all of these. But some of them have some really unique things that other ones don't have.
Does anybody know if the accessible downloader, is anybody working on fixing that?
I thought we got an update. Let me, you were talking about the YouTube Downloader Pro, accessible YouTube Downloader Pro.
Yeah, I tried downloading a song last week and it didn't work.
I thought Terry said it was still broken, but I don't know.
That was the last I heard when it was still broken.
I wish they'd just leave it alone.
Okay, I want to ask you something. I'm going back to this charger thing. If because of the case, which is not one of those that's easy to take off, you can't get it, is there a little cord that you can put between the two to make it work?
I think so. I think there would be a little adapter that you could buy that would have a little cord with a lightning plug on one end. In fact, I've got one now that I think about it. And it has the lightning plug that you can plug into your phone, and then on the other end it has a little square receptacle that has both the the earphone jack and the lightning plug, or the slot for the lightning plug, and that'd probably work for you.
Do you know what this thing is called? I'm assuming that Amazon would have one. I probably need a new phone, but anyway. And I've been messing with this poor case.
I don't know right off the top of my head, Susie, but I can look and find an Amazon link and email it to you. Would that work?
Probably an iPhone to a Lightning to earphone adapter, I think, because it's got both the Lightning port and an earphone jack in it.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, Mar, that'd be great.
Sorry, I missed that. I just downloaded a song from YouTube with a downloader.
You did?
Yep, I think there was a fix for it like a month ago or something. I don't know when it stopped working for you guys, but yeah, it had broken. But yeah, I think I should have the executable if you want.
Go to the downloader folder and see if it's there.
Okay, I went to downloads and it always puts it in a folder under downloads. But let me go into documents into downloader. Folder and look.
Yep, that's where it's located. Because I started one this morning and it's still showing downloading.
Wait, what did you say? On downloads, there's not a folder for it, the downloader in there. I just went to my downloads folder and it comes up as an accessible, a downloader folder. Open that and then everything I download is in there. And yep, I download it and it's in there. And I hit enter on it and it played.
Okay, yeah, put that executable in Dropbox for me and I'll see if that'll work. I don't know what's wrong with this one.
If it indeed does work, I'm sure Terry'd be interested because he uses it all the time.
So do I. And just says title it downloading. And it's like, no, it's not. I'm going to have to restart the computer to get that off of there. All right, any other iPhone questions or comments? I guess we digressed. And anyway, thank you all for coming to the iPhone Users Group for VIP. This was very informative, and I will be here in 2 weeks and hope you will be too.